You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today might be the hottest of them all. The extreme heat warning remains in effect through 7 tonight for Racine, Milwaukee, and Kenosha counties. It'll still be hot towards the west, just not enough for the Weather Service to call for the specific alert. Heat index values will hit near 107. Authorities say to stay hydrated and to stay cool. Cooling centers are still running in most communities. You can call 211 to find one near you. There have been several reports of roads buckling, with one instance on the interstate in Racine County yesterday. A chunk of concrete came up near 7 Mile Road. We'll have the latest on the heat and what comes next in the forecast. There were lots of police lights on the Hone Bridge last night after a fatal motorcycle crash. Police say a cyclist lost control shortly before 10 and crashed. Rescue teams attempted life-saving efforts, but the rider died. Sheriff's officials confirm no other vehicles were involved, and the crash does remain under investigation. The other big political party could also be seeing a change at the top. According to JS Online, Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says he received a call from an executive committee member suggesting a majority of the board wants his resignation. Schimming tells the paper that he has since received calls of support across the state and has no immediate plans to step aside. The alleged move to push him out follows months of infighting over the party's direction and leadership. Racine native Willow Newell made history Saturday night by becoming the first black woman to win the Miss Wisconsin title. She beat 29 other contestants to claim the crown. Newell graduated from Carthage College this year and has been a longtime performer at the Racine Theater Guild. Newell has earned over $15,000 in scholarships and will compete for Miss America this fall. While one Waukesha educational option has gone away, a new opportunity has popped up. Waukesha County Technical College and UW-Milwaukee are teaming up to help students move from an associate's to a bachelor's degree. The new UWM University Center at WCTC will allow students to transfer all their credits to UWM, making the process faster. A statement says students won't have to worry about credits not counting. The initiative comes as the UWM at Waukesha campus closed. A gator was rescued from a Milwaukee apartment fire over the weekend. Yes, an alligator, a three-footer, was the only occupant firefighters found during a two-alarm house fire in Milwaukee Saturday on West Scott Street. The Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission took custody of the animal. We're getting some numbers in connection to the bipartisan effort that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Lisa Hale has an update.
Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300 of state income tax deductions for eligible expenses, including classroom materials and professional development courses. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic leaders say it's the least they can do for now, but that the state should be doing more to fund schools.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight. The Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions, and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later. his long-awaited third installment of the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed onto the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Liana, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. What is most often referred to as the first summer blockbuster turned 50 on Friday. Jaws, the movie that made people even scared to go into swimming pools, was released on June 20th, 1975. According to Variety, the film brought as much drama behind the scenes as it did to the big screen. Director Steven Spielberg was just 27 years old at the time he was put in charge of a film that ended up grossly over budget and ended up being 100 days behind schedule. The original budget was $8 million and ended up ballooning to a paltry, at least by today's standards, $16 million. According to Variety, Spielberg says he was often worried he would be replaced, as the studio blamed him in part for the extravagant cost overruns. Spielberg, for authenticity's sake, insisted on shooting in actual open waters off Martha's Vineyard. To this day, Spielberg calls the project an impossible effort. There are those that say Jaws changed the movie business, and some think it's for the worse. Fun fact, the Jaws shark was designed by current Marinette resident Rusty Wolf. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Boy, it is going to be warm and muggy again today. Sunshine, a little breezy with a high of 94, but that heat index is going to be pushing 100 today. A few thunderstorms this evening, a couple of those could be strong to severe tomorrow. Still a few scattered thunderstorms, but it will be cooler with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.